There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When we look at the scriptures, when we look at the history of the Jewish people, we find lots of times where the Jews are scattered, where the Jews are sent, where the Jews are dispersed, where the Jews are attacked. We see that a lot today. It's happened since the beginning, and it will continue until the end. It's something that should not be, but that is. Yet one of the great things about the Jewish people is that the Lord granted them a promise, and that is that those who bless you will be blessed themselves. Those who destroy you will themselves be destroyed by the curse. Yet in certain situations, it's very, very clear how that blessing is lived out. One of the first times, not just the Jews, but all the people of the world were scattered was when? It happened shortly after Noah. What was that event? The what? Right after the flood. What happened right after the flood? Immediately, the very next story. That's right. The Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel, the people were scattered. What happened is that they decided, God said, you are to go throughout the earth and fill it. And they said, no, we're going to stick together and we're going to do something great ourselves. We are going to ascend to the heavens, to the heights. And so God saw that it was displeasing, so he scattered them. And because of that, people eventually did complete the will of God. We see that in other places throughout Scripture, but today we see another way in which the Lord scatters his people. It was because of the scattering of the Jewish people, their great persecution that was here. What's the result of it? It's the result of the scattering of the people here is that the Christian church spreads. The Christian church spread. God commanded them what? Through his son Jesus Christ, on the day of the ascension, he said, Matthew chapter 28, the very end, the very last verses of the gospel according to St. Matthew. It says, go you therefore into all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything it is that I've commanded you. Because guess what? I'm going to be with you always, even to the very end of the age. That was the command they were given. Then Pentecost happened. Then what happened is that they all stuck together. Very few of them left after the Pentecost event. They stuck together there. And this was our Lord's blessing to the peoples, was that through this persecution, they thought that they were going to destroy God, but instead they ended up accomplishing God's will. What was it that Gamaliel said? Remember a couple days ago we had that Gamaliel who was speaking. And he rose up after the persecution of James and Peter, or Peter and John. After they were persecuted, he pulled everybody aside and he said, hey, look, these people right here, we're persecuting them. We should leave them alone. Because if this is from man, nothing's going to come of it. We've had tons of people who've said that they were the Christ. They ended up dying and being destroyed, and all their followers after them came to nothing. But if this one's from God, we can't beat God. We can't fight against God. We should leave these ones alone. They rejected his teaching and went on persecuting. And so here, God fulfills that prophecy. What that should show us is that in the times where we think are so difficult, in the times where we think maybe the persecution or the hardships that we're enduring, or how am I going to hold out in the midst of what's going on in my life? Well, God knows how to make good things come out of persecutions. God knows how to make excellent things come out of distresses. God knows how to bring great consolations to others, even when we ourselves feel like we are utterly defeated and destroyed. Our Lord knows how to turn fate, turn things that seem like they're going in the opposite direction that you and I think. In a sense, we are that new Israel. We are called to be a blessing among all sorts of peoples throughout the world, and because when people bless us, they will in turn receive a blessing, even if they don't recognize the God who they're blessing through us. And at the same time, those who destroy the church of God, they'll also receive the curse. But God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's about. God knows how to turn the darkest of midnight Because in the very next moment, each moment is closer to the light of day, the light of his own dawn. You and I can't see what's going on here in the church, or maybe even within our own circumstance, what God's about. But just like the Jews who were scattered in the first century and the Jews who are still scattered even to this day, we don't understand what God's about. But God's about something. And the thing that he's about is the salvation of the world. Let's ask him for a deeper sense of his vision and trust in him through these sacred mysteries. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.